Oh, hello, Hector. Say, much obliged for minding the story.
Yes, but say, tell me, gee willikers, what's happened to you and Mr. Peters? Gee whiz.
Well, don't say nothing about it, Hector, but, well, me and Eb got into a little scrape over that prize fight.
Oh, gosh, gosh sakes, and you mean you were arrested?
Well, sort of. They had us in jail all night, but this morning Professor Thistlewaite got a hold of Judge Ellis and they let us out.
Well, where is Mr. Peters now?
Oh, he's coming along. I hurried ahead so as I'd get back to the store and leave you go. Hey, did you sweep up?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. I took care of everything. You find this store as slick and shining as a new penny, Mr. Winterbottom.
Yes. Well, that's mighty fine of you, Hector.
Yeah. Say, when I was fooling around here, I found some papers on the floor. You don't want it, do you?
Papers? No, sir. Just sling it out.
Well, just as long as you don't want it, I'll just keep it, because here it is.
Why, during your hide, Hector Smith, where'd you get that money? Where'd you get them bills?
Oh, shoot, I just found them on the floor, and I picked them up.
Well,
and I thank you very much.
Why, say, that's the money that Mr. Bigger gave me last night. I must have dropped it. You just hand them bills over to me, young fella. Come on, hand them over.
Shucks. Mm-hmm. Gone the luck. Well,
you found it on the floor, did you?
Yes, here.
This money belongs to Mr. Bigger, and I'll just keep it until he comes out.
Oh, here, take them. Mm-hmm. Shucks and doggone it.
Maybe you didn't count it, but there's $2,500 here.
What's $2,500, gosh? I made more money than that in 5 minutes.
Yes, I'll bet you did. How'd you make more than $2,500 in 5 minutes?
With my racehorse, that's how I made it. I used to own the fastest racehorse in the world. This horse was so fast.
Well, what was his name?
Yes, indeed. He was so fast.
I said, what was your horse's name?
That's just what I was going to explain, if you'll only be patient.
Yeah.
He was so fast that he ran away from home before they could tell him what his name was, you see. I'll never forget, Mr. Winterbottom, I'll never forget the time we won the great hamburger steak. For weeks we were training.
Maybe will the hamburger steak?
Yeah, for weeks we were out there.
Where is the hamburger steak Royal Race run?
Oh, shucks, that's all right. Don't mention it. For weeks
Dad,
we were out there.
I asked you where it is.
Where what is?
The hamburger steak.
Oh, yes, the hamburger steak. It's coming right up. You want onions on it or dill pickle?
No, listen, you darn fool. I'm talking about the race. The race.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the race.
Yes, the race.
Yes, the race. Well, you see, we trained for this race for weeks. There were 10 of us entered, but the training was so severe, mind you, Mr. Winterbottom, that one by one the contestants dropped out.
You mean the training was sort of hard, huh?
Yes, indeed. So hard was it. It was very, very rigorous. All we had to eat was meat, fruit, and vegetables, and nuts.
Six, well, that's plenty to eat.
Yes, but wait, you're getting impatient. At the end of the first week, they took us off the meat.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the second week, they cut out the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the third week, they eliminated the vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the fourth week, we were off our nuts.
You mean that you... say, now, you look here, Hector Smith. One more fool.
Yeah, one by one, all the jockeys dropped out except myself and another fellow. Only two of us left in the race, Mr. Winterbottom. Only two of us left. And every day we used to go out for a practice ride. I used to wear overalls, but this other fellow dressed in a very fancy riding habit that was too big for him.
Oh, he wore a riding habit that was too big for him, huh?
Yes. Finally, the day of a race came. A great crowd had assembled to witness it. The bugle sound, riders up. Mm. I made my way to the track. The only man in the race. There was a tense moment of silence.
Just a second there, Hector. What do you mean you was the only one in the race? Where was the other feller?
What other fella?
Why, that fella you was talking about. The fella that wore the riding habits that was too big for him.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, the judges wouldn't let him ride. That's it, yes. The judges wouldn't let him ride.
They wouldn't let him ride. Why wouldn't they?
Because he was a fellow with very loose habits.
but you're doing food. You can't have a race with just you in it. You didn't ride alone, did you?
Oh, no. I took the horse.
Okay.
A moment of tense silence, and then the gong. The great steeplechase was on.
Steeplechase?
Yeah, steeplechase. Down the track we flew, chasing that steeple.
Wait a minute.
Now, we were at the quarter. Now we're at the half.
At the half?
Yeah, at the three-quarters.
And
now we're turning into the home stretch, putting forth every ounce of energy, every particle of speed, straining every muscle and nerve.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the finish line looming up just ahead.
Yes.
I'll make it.
Come on, Hector, come on.
I'll get to my spot. leap to my horse.
Yes.
He leaped forward.
Yes.
Oh, I put the spurs to my horse.
He leaped forward. Look.
Right in front of me, is a head.
A head.
He's 20 feet high. Horse leaps. He cleared it.
Hooray!
But he slips, stumbles, falls, and I fall with him.
Oh, shucks. Then you lost the race?
Lost it? Say, what are you talking about? I won it. I hit the ground and bounced right over the finish line. Well, the judges said to me,
over the finish line?
Yes, bounced right over the finish line and won the race. Well, the judge came up with a big ribbon.
Just a second here, Hector Smith. Bounced over the finish line. How could you bounce over the finish line?
Because I was wearing my new spring suit.
What? Well, say now that'll do, young fella. I don't want to hear no more of your dead darn stories.
Not intruding,
am I? What is that?
Not intruding?
Oh, no, Miss Plum, I didn't see. No, I just talking to Hector, listening to one of his dad burned cock and bull stories. Go on, you get along now, Hector.
Yes, I was just going anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
So long, Mr. Winterbottom. Goodbye, Miss Plum.
Goodbye, Mr. Smith.
Well, so long, Hector. Well, Miss Plum, you didn't see Eb any place, did you?
Oh, yes, he's outside. I think he's fixing a sign.
Yes, there he goes. Messing around with a fool sign, and he got a whole day's work to do, and only half day to do it in. Sometimes he gets a dirty tired.
Sign out there.
You never mind that sign out there, young fella. We ain't got our orders out yet.
Mind the orders. We can do them tomorrow.
Now, listen here. You take this money and put it in the cash register.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, yes. Hector found it on the floor this morning. $2,500. It belongs to Mr. Bigger.
Mr. Bigger, nothing. Chucks, that money's mine.
Yours?
Yeah.
Hey, what are you talking about, Eb Peters? This here money is what Mr. Bigger left here last night. He said
I don't give a dad darn what he said. He owes me $2,500 for winning that prize fight. And I'm going to take this money right here.
I never thought about that.
Well, you would if you think.
I reckon you can keep this money then. He owes it to you.
Your dad darn took me that.
Yes, but Mr. Peters, you can't possibly accept that sum, whether he owes it to you or not.
I'd like to know why I can't. It ain't Bigger's money. Mine.
But that money bears a taint.
How's that?
Taint.
Tis.
No, taint.
That thing is tis.
But you don't understand. I mean, the money was earned illegally. If you take that sum, you might be placed in jail again, don't you see?
Well, you mean we have to give it back to Mr. Bigger?
Oh, shucks. Mr. Bigger's left town.
Oh, but Mr. Peters, I have an idea. Why don't you donate it for some public improvement? Say a picture for the library. Perhaps an etching or a...
What's that?
Etching.
Yeah, so am I. Ever since I got out of that dad darn jail.
No. Etching. I say, if you would make a donation, it would not only be a magnificent gesture, but...
What was that, Miss Plum, you say?
A gesture.
Gesture what?
Oh, just your imagination.
It ain't my imagination. Ever since I got out of that jail...
No. I said etching. That's a type of art. For example, Rembrandt's etching.
Was he in jail, too?
Rembrandt was an artist.
Oh, an artist.
Yes, he made etchings, pictures etched on copper. You see, he'd take a piece of copper and scratch a picture on it. Then the copper is inked and the picture printed on paper.
Oh, he scratched a picture, eh?
Yes, and I think I might be able to introduce you to a man who has a number of such pictures for sale. I'll send him in to see you if you like.
Well, I reckon it won't do no harm to talk to him.
Oh, no, of course not. And remember, you can't possibly keep the money, so a donation of that sort would be quite in order. I'll let you know if I can locate him. Good afternoon.
So long, Miss Plum.
Yes, goodbye. Yes. Come in again sometime. Well, I reckon if you can't keep this money, we might as well do what Miss Plum says, huh?
Yeah, but I ain't going to buy no picture from that fella at Rembrandt. He's just a dad darn fool, Zeb.
Well, how do you mean? Why is he a dad darn fool?
He gets the itching and he scratches a picture.